President Donald Trump's executive order temporarily banning refugees and citizens of seven Muslim countries from entering the U.S. has done much more than spur airport protests over the weekend. One expert on Islamic extremists is warning the move has revitalized a dangerous narrative. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Reaction to President Trump's executive order has been swift and powerful in the parts of the web Professor Cynthia Combs studies.
I've seen it mentioned by individuals who link into a lot of the groups, including ISIS, but not limited there. And they see it as a tool that can be used to generate anger against the U.S.
Combs is an internationally recognized expert on Islamic extremism who teaches at UNC Charlotte. She's studied Islamic terrorism and recruitment since the 1970s. Combs says the executive order came at an opportune time for terrorist groups like the Islamic State, or ISIS for short.
ISIS was weakening. It was losing both funding and winnings on the field, and literally they were losing momentum. You've given them potentially a great deal of a boost, shall we say, in the anger that they can spark by simply focusing on this.
And that is where the narrative comes in. Despite what Trump says about the order, that it's based on geography, not religion, the order is being portrayed as proof that America and the West are anti-Muslim. This us-against-them narrative is a powerful tool which can be used to radicalize.
It is an incredible tool right now to generate that anger among people who were not radical, but can be if their sons, daughters, siblings, whatever, are banned from coming here to study, to travel, whatever. Don't you think that generates anger among non-radicals? Because they don't see why, and they see it as an us or them type of line.
All this has Combs wondering.
What's the purpose of these rules? If you're trying to be able to stop terrorism or stop terrorists in, this is not rational. Most of the ones who've carried out terrorist acts here have been here already. They were not refugees coming in. Most of the recruitment is done on the web, so the people coming in are not recruiting.
Overall, Combs says, this will not make America safer.
We've basically handed them a weapon to use against us, and that may cause a great deal of damage.
For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.